Hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here again, still back with the Eagle 104.3 FM, talking to Dick Gray, who's had a change in his dealings in business. He now sells term life and some disability insurance, things like that, that are that you can you pay rent on the insurance. You're going to get money coming back right away if you need it. Also, you're not going to be paying out too much for it, and you're not going to have a overly depreciating value of those things. And you also won't be feeding a system he thinks it is really ultimately, let's go ahead and admit it, satanic. Now, and again, our number here is 888-850-1872. We get this last segment. If you'd like to get some engaged in conversation here on this issue, feel free to give us a call on my dime, 888-850-1872. Now, Dick Gray, I want to tell you, you brought up something. It's economicsolutions.org, and that's one of the solutions. I wanted to put to you, okay, we've whined about it. What's the solution? And you're just a common man. So what is the solution? Where do we go? We got all this information. What should we do?
Okay. I think every adult, at least in America, should read that 45-page booklet, Economic Solutions. In my 35 years in the insurance financial services business, that is the absolute best small package of information that helps the average person see how the phony money system works, number one, and the collusion, how the IRS is involved with this, and the news media and the federal government are working hand in glove to deceive all of us.
Okay, but we've kind of covered that.
I know that's a big charge to make.
Right, but what's the fix? I mean, what's the tangible guy who's not going to go on and take on all those entities? We're talking just your common guy getting through every day, breathing as he goes.
The first thing that they should do is call Congress and demand that their congresspersons support Ron Paul's H.R. 1207, which is a bill that requires that the government accounting office audit the Federal Reserve System, which is a private banking cartel that handles our currency and has never been audited since its founding in 1913. Now, you would think that if that is a government entity, which everybody pretends that it is, you know, but it's not. And that's why the Federal Reserve is fighting this tooth and glove, or however you want to put it. There are now 255 sponsors of this bill in the U.S. House, which is a little over half. So it has gained dramatic support, especially since Mr. Bernanke told the Congress that he's not going to tell them what they did with a couple of trillion dollars. Remember, these are private bankers. It's not like they're government agents working for we the people. These are people with private interests, and they control the money system in the United States. And Ron Paul saying, okay, you guys are a quasi-governmental organization. We're going to audit you. And they're going, well, in fact, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, one of the Federal Reserve people in front of Congress basically threatened Congress that they were going to jack interest rates through the ceiling if they get audited.
Whoa.
Now, you tell me, are they under the control of the United States government, or do they control the United States government?
Well, that's something that I posed to our listeners, even when this thing was happening. I was broadcasting in Virginia originally, and my question was, who's really running Congress? Congress is supposed to be keeping track and tabs on the Secretary of Treasury. He was actually worked for Congress. But he stormed into Congress one day telling them about this bailout that they were required to do to save the planet. But who's really running Mr. Paulson? I don't think it was Congress, because he was telling Congress what to do. And that's just, I'm sitting back here watching the in-flight entertainment, and that's my take on it.
Well, listen, let me end this on a biblical note.
Okay.
As I read the Bible, it says that there's coming a one-world government and a one-world economy and a one-world church. And this is going to be headed up by a one-world dictator. Now, in the last couple of weeks, I've seen more people come out calling for a one-world government which means, folks, goodbye to your U.S. Constitution and your Bill of Rights. Anyway, in the last couple of weeks, I've seen more people, like, number one, the Pope, calling for the United Nations to act, you know, to help form a one-world government, which the UN, as we all know, is probably one of the most corrupt institutions ever created, which is, at a minimum, I think to most Catholics, that should be surprising. Just a couple of days ago, Stephen Harper, the president or the prime minister of Canada, comes out and says we got to have a one-world government. The prime minister of Great Britain, Brown, he comes out when they had the G20 conference over there, says, "Well, we got to have a one-world government, solve all these problems. We got, you know, the economic problems." So remember, 1 Timothy 5, I think it's 9 or 10, says, "The love of money is the root of all evil." So here we are, folks, where the powers that be will use money or threaten you with the loss of all your retirement plans and all that stuff to scare you to go with the flow and sign on to the one-world economy. Well, I believe that's where this is going. Anyway, listen, thanks for having me on. And you got my number. I'll be talking with you.
Great. Hey, thank you, Dick Gray. Great comments. Go ahead and tune in to faithfreedoms.org and listen to the rest of the show. I appreciate that. Folks, I'd let Dick Gray just comment because you know what? He's your average guy who's sitting back watching the in-flight entertainment like we all are, and it's not very entertaining. It's kind of catastrophic. It's kind of challenging us in ways. It's threatening, obviously, our pocketbooks, but it's a little bit surreal. It's a little bit surreal, and I'm going to take a call here, just see what our caller, go ahead, and thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Well, my comment, David Alan Carmichael, is I want to thank you for letting Dick Gray speak. Dick Gray is pointing out something that is of a very contemporary nature as far as an unfolding news story where the U.S., basically the federal government or little old Congress, has been threatened by the Federal Reserve. The only thing I could add to his observation, I am a very strong Democrat and grew up in a Democrat family, Dave, and but I still pay attention to the truth, and I do care about my neighbor. I'm a former policeman and a former Marine who's risked my life for what I thought were pretty innocent values, trying to help complete strangers in very dangerous circumstances in Miami, Florida, by the way. But I would, again, thank Dick Gray for, I guess, part of his courage. He didn't tell you he's a Vietnam veteran, but he also didn't mention, I won't go into that, but I just wanted to say that I would ask the listeners to now take the information that you've just shared, David, and then just go on the computer and type in IMF, International Monetary Fund, and then the Federal Reserve, and you'll see, and I appreciate Dick's perspective. He's looking at it from a very domestic standpoint, looking up through the back end of the elephant. I'm looking for Americans to look to the head of the connection, and that's what we're up against is globalization. This is multinational globalization, and I know that seems minuscule, Dave, but if you look at the situation in Honduras, basically, out of 20 Latin American countries, unfortunately, the last administration, 18 of those governments are now considered center or left. And what just happened in Honduras, people don't realize the direct connection between the multinational corporations such as Russell.
Okay, I don't want to list them, but I like your point, and you're going someplace with this.
Well, if I I'll get to my point. I won't list all the corporations. There are American corporations. There are Canadian corporations. There are German corporations. A lot of this green energy technology coming up are high level deals between Spain and Germany, back to the United States, Vestas. There's a lot of multinational corporations and power deals getting ready to unfold. But I just wanted to make the comment I'm making about Central America has a direct reflection on America. If they just pay attention to something very small, these corporations are controlled. And when the workers organize to make a living wage so they can take care of their families and go to church on Sunday, then powerful military, such as the United States military, David, through the connections of the School of Americas, who trains military leaders from Latin America primarily to go in and do very dastardly deeds to innocent civilians who are trying to organize. And that particular president, Zelaya, had just increased minimum wage by 60%. So American corporations where Kathy Lee Gifford's dresses used to be made and people, I'll remain unnamed not to jeopardize your show, and other corporations got with our military and behind Barack Obama's back, but not unbeknownst to him, and overthrew that guy. We don't want that to happen in our country. So I think if you're really a good Christian, not only we love our neighbor, we know churches mean well, but they don't really do a lot for the community other than spiritually. So I think Guy actually tried to get the churches here to create a coalition between poor black churches and rich white Catholic churches here in Marion County. Hmm. I really did. I'm not even a very good Catholic. But he said, well, what's the significance of that? And I said, well, let's take what you have here and let's do something physical with it where you can show these lessons of brotherhood and love and do some physical things with it, not give things away free or, you know, let's
get our basically our hands to the plow and our hands on the people and essentially not selling their souls and their property over to the federal government in order to do it. That's right. Hey, I got to close out the section. Thank you for your comments. They were superb. Hey, folks, I appreciate that call, and I have done exactly what our caller said. I went on the IMF website. I went on the IMF website, and I found out that there's people running the world, man. I'm telling you, they're running the world. But you know what? Our caller just there, he talked about what the solution is. It's weird things that happen. You think, oh, yeah, somebody overthrew a country. I'm just telling you, there was 1963, somebody had the audacity to have the United States not borrow any money from the Federal Reserve. That person did not live to make 1964. Suddenly in 1964, all the silver left the treasury. There's a lot of weird things going on, folks. There's a lot of weird things going on.
Life was filled with guns and war.
So what are you going to do?
Got trampled on the floor.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to somebody who's facing some of these oppressions. Who's running the rules?
Died, the days grew cold, a piece of bread. Goodbye, a bag of gold.
Who's really running the country?
We've all been ready.
What about our children?
There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
Folks, we've got work to do. We've got to protect our neighbor, and folks, we're going to end up protecting ourselves. There's work to be done, folks, and we're going to hear somebody here in the next few minutes who's seen some intervention by the government running his life, putting his children under the umbrella of a federal benefit welfare program, and it's empowered the government to totally strip his family away. Why did they do it? Because he had a biblical worldview. Because he had a perspective that's old school, that was like the founding of the nation. The stuff that comes right out of the New Testament, the first century after Jesus rose from the dead. And folks, he has a plan to have his children be salt and light to affect positively our culture, our nation. And what's happened is we're going to hear a story of this strange welfare benefit mechanism. Totally, the word we've been using lately is usurpation. And folks, it's actually taking, with the power of the sword, the power of the courts, and the power of a bureaucracy, taking families arbitrarily and capriciously and destroying them. But you know what? If you start picking on the little guy, the least of these, the most vulnerable of our society, you're taking on the big guy. Yes, we look back in the Old Testament. It says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. So they're begging for divine intervention. So tune in. We'll be back. This is Eagle 104.3 FM. Stay with us. And check out our live video stream, faithfreedoms.org. We shall return.